What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Couple Things.
With Sean and Andrew.
A podcast all about couples and the things they go through.
Today we sit down with one of America's favorite couples, Ari and Lauren Leyendyke.
This is actually our second time interviewing them. We interviewed them months ago. They're one of our very first couples on our podcast. We ended up not releasing it because Andrew and I didn't really know back then how to do a podcast, how to interview. They had their beautiful baby girl, Lessie, and she ended up starting crying. It was just kind of a mess. So we reached back out. We got a great conversation, and we are really excited about this one.
Yeah, there were babies crying, interruptions, awkward pauses, a lot of stress coming from everybody. But if you don't know about Ari and Lauren, their relationship was documented on The Bachelor, the TV show. And Ari comes from a family of professional race car drivers. Lauren has a fantastic past of herself, but they've kind of been embraced by the country as this, you know, romantic story. And it's kind of crazy how things have panned out now that they have a child as well. And we talk about all of that.
Yes. And then we actually recorded this a few weeks ago. And if you guys follow them on YouTube, they just released this beautiful video documenting their tragic miscarriage, their loss of their baby, and breaks our heart. Our hearts go out to them. I actually reached out to Lauren. It's something we unfortunately have in common. And I just want to say to her and to Ari and to Alessi and to all the mamas and families out there who have experienced this, our hearts are with you guys. It's one of the hardest things to go through. And you don't have to be alone because we're all in it together and we're all praying for everyone. So
if you want to watch the video, I would buckle up and prepare for an emotional roller coaster. We'll link that down below. And also more information on Ari and Lauren themselves. But before we get started, if you haven't yet, please give the show a rating and subscription on whatever platform you're listening to. And let's go ahead and jump into this one with Ari and Lauren. Ari and Lauren, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Again. For people listening, this is our second time recording this. Our fault, not yours. We were completely distracted. Our baby was screaming in the background. Their baby was crying in the background. It was a hard interview.
We're really excited to continue the conversation. I did learn something since the last time we talked, that we share something really special. I think the first time we both met was at a racetrack, an IndyCar race.
Way.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yes.
I did not
know
this.
What IndyCar race did you guys go to?
The Indy 500, Ari. I'm a Indy diehard, man. I've been like 18 out of my 28 years of life. I love it.
Oh my gosh.
That's so cool.
Wait, so where did you guys meet?
Texas Motor Speedway?
Yeah, so we met at the IndyCar race there. And it was like in July, and then we filmed Bachelor that September, having no idea that she would be on the show.
Oh,
fuck. I didn't know he was going to be a Bachelor either.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Wait, it was literally just coincidence?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, she
had did you kind of have your eye on her the whole time? Like,
She was so
I think that's the one.
I don't think she's into me. I don't think she's into me at all.
I've never pursued a guy, so I was like, I'm still going to make him come after me.
And on national television.
Yeah.
I feel like pursuing anybody on national television adds a whole different aspect to it.
I feel like I'm the only one in this whole group right now that had like that didn't have people constantly pursuing me. Lauren said that the only person she ever pursued was Ari. Ari had all the girls. You had everybody chasing. I'm the one that was doing the work over here.
Oh, you said you were like juggling the ladies when we first started dating. Excuse me.
Hey, it paid off. It paid off, Andrew. Like,
yeah. So what went down the first time you guys met? How was it?
So I actually was dating somebody and she was there at the track.
With a guy who was in love with me.
Oh,
it was my offer.
What?
Yeah, we both basically had people that, you know, were sort of like 10 feet away from us. She came and grabbed a picture. And then I remember thinking like, okay, I remember her American flag shorts. Like she was definitely dressed for the race.
Perfect for a race.
Got to for the
race. Yes.
I thought I was going to a NASCAR race.
Yeah. All good. She's in Texas, you know. I was like, oh, she's cute. And then I was like, all right, I gotta like break away from her because I felt like the person I was dating was just like staring at the back of me. You know, you can like feel it. And then so she, you know, walked off or whatever, and I never thought twice about it. And then she you know, came out of the limo and then had a picture of that same picture that, you know, she took back then. And
funny.
That's how she introduced herself. Yeah.
Oh, that's adorable.
That actually is really cute. Cool.
Dang.
They never showed really that on the show. They never showed that, which is crazy.
They didn't? I'm sorry. I did not see that.
Okay. They briefly showed me talking about it, but it was like they showed no context at all.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So interesting.
It's really weird.
Wait, okay. So
yeah, people.
Does this play into the whole gaming situation going on at your house? I've been seeing this on Instagram. I'm very curious.
Well, I mean, I feel like everyone's trying to like pass the time, and not like I have a ton of time because we have Alessi, but I feel like all my old buddies that I used to race against, you know, they can't race. So they all got these simulators and they're all racing against each other. And they're holding like professional races that are broadcast on NBC. So it's not like a toy. It's like they take it very seriously.
Wait.
So I'm racing against
these. Can you explain this to Andrew? Because he hasn't seen it. And I told Andrew, I was like, you have to ask him about it because it's the most intense
setup I've ever seen. All I'm saying is if it sounds cool enough, we're going to get one.
Yeah. Okay, maybe don't explain it to him.
It literally takes up our whole office. It's like TV screens around me, like real steering wheel.
Yeah, he has the smallest office. And when he ordered it, he's talking about it for days and days, like YouTubing videos on how to put it together. I'm like, where are you even going to put this thing? And he's like, in my office. And then we get it, and it takes up the entire room. Like, he can't even walk to the closet or his desk.
It's pretty
hilarious. But he loves it, so.
It's a point of contention, though, because I'll, like, she'll be putting on her makeup or something, and I'll just sneak in there, and then she'll catch me in there.
Oh, I don't care that much.
Have you got behind the wheel on it, Lauren?
What?
Have you gotten behind the wheel on it?
I have, and I crashed, like, right away.
Yeah, she's not very
Oh, you know those, like, racing games, like Mario Kart? I can't even keep Mario on the street. So I feel like I was not meant to be a racer.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing, to say the least.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we have to, we would be remiss in talking about the relationship if we didn't bring up the show. So I'm curious when you look back on the show, do you view it as an act of fate that you guys were both there? Would you do it differently if you could? Tell me about it.
Well, I would definitely do it differently,
we've always kind of looked at it as like it was meant to be, you know. I felt like I needed a sign to know if I should go on the show or not, and then they made me watch GMA to find out who the Bachelor was, and when I saw him walk out, I was like, oh, there's my sign, because I had already met him a few months ago.
Yeah, so I feel like there was a little bit of fate there for sure. And then I didn't think she was that into me the whole beginning of the show. So I kind of let other relationships develop. And then it got towards the end and I was like, oh, dang, she actually really likes me. And then I was, you know, then it was just like our relationship bloomed so late in that whole Bachelor world that that's why the ending got a little mixed up. But
so it's my fault.
No, it's not your fault. It's definitely my fault. But it's just a very, it's such a difficult, I hate to call it process, but it is a difficult show. And that's probably why you find a lot of people don't really make it, is because it's just so taxing emotionally. It's just like, it's not natural to have like two people that you, at the end, and then have to break up with one person, get engaged with another person an hour later. It's just so weird. It's like, no wonder it barely works. I'm happy it worked, but.
Yeah, I feel like it takes time to build trust too. So you kind of pick whatever feels the most comfortable and you can put most of your faith in at the end. And it's just so hard to do that in such a short amount of time.
Yeah, it's 10 weeks, which sounds pretty, it feels a lot longer than it is, but it's still 10 weeks. So it's kind of nuts to think about.
So you have 10 weeks on national television. I mean, I know it's delayed, but when you guys are like in the house, you're basically on national television, and that's 10 weeks of like condensed time where you don't really have any other distractions except trying to fall in love and find, you know, your person. Something that they don't cover, and I've always been curious about, is how is the transition period and what is it like going from proposing or furthering your relationship to no longer having the cameras and being back into just normal life?
How the transition?
I wouldn't say, I don't think our lives have ever been normal after the show. Never went back completely, but I don't know. It was, it was really nice actually to not have the cameras around because we could relax and get to know each other on like a really real level. And all we were able to do is hang out in a house with each other for like a week for a couple of months before the show aired. So we really had a lot of time to get to know each other.
Yeah, I think that was, there's like this time when it's not on television and, you know, obviously they're editing and you get to hang out and it's called Happy Couple and they like send you to an Airbnb and it's just like the two of us and then someone pops in and gives us food and stuff. We're not allowed to leave. And it's almost like you're like quarantine, like we're all going through it right now.
Yeah, I was about to say.
You know, it's a lot like what we're experiencing, but with like just the two of you. And it's actually really a cool time because that's when I feel like the relationship goes from one level to a whole new level. And then you really realize if it's going to work or not. So I think that's like a special time.
How long a time is that? Sorry.
That was, well, we got back together January. Like mid-January and then the show
3 months. Ended,
yeah, March.
Yeah.
You're in Airbnb, quote unquote, quarantine for 3 months?
Like well, a week yeah, for each month.
They like give you like
oh
a,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, every, we saw each other.
Oh.
Like yeah, so yeah. Fly us out for like 5 days and then we go home to our.
So you only get to see each other for that week every month.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you go separate ways. Interesting. Oh, it's like this whole sneaky romance.
Yeah.
It feels, yeah, we used to get like, she used to get like a wig and I would wear like a hat. And then we'd like, I'd like sneak out of the house, you know. And
funny.
This sounds like some, well, never mind. Like, no, never mind. I was going to say like a, you know, the wig and the costumes and stuff, but that was a weird comment that I
Where are you going?
Kidding. I'm
going
to kill that. I'm going to kill that.
Okay.
I am embarrassed. No, Lauren, Ari, so you mentioned the building trust and that takes a while. I feel like it's like that in every relationship. It might be exaggerated on the show, but like, you know, a lot of people have misgivings or hesitations about trusting. How do you feel like you were able to build trust? Ari, maybe you had a similar experience, but I'm curious, like, what was that process like for you to really buy in and like trust?
I think initially being the bachelor, you trust in the process because you're like, this has worked. Because for me, it worked in the past as far as like having feelings towards somebody in that short amount of time. But I feel like the biggest level of trust had to come from Lauren in trusting me after dating so many women at the same time, which is weird.
Well, and the ending made it a little difficult.
Yeah, the ending was also.
But you know, I kind of had to follow my heart and I still felt strongly about him. So, you know, if you're going to move past something like together, you just have to trust each other. And like at that point, we kind of felt like it was us against the world. So it brought us close together and we kind of realized we were the only people we could really lean on in that situation. So that helped us trust each other a lot faster.
Yeah.
Okay. So the show finishes. You guys are now together or like in January, like you said. Mm-hmm. How far after you guys getting together after the show did your relationship become serious in the sense of like, you're like, okay, this is going to work. I want to marry this person. I want to have a kid.
Like after the show?
Yeah.
I would say while we're in Happy Couple, we're already talking about marriage and kids. So before anyone knew the ending of our season, we had already made up our minds of, we were already planning our wedding basically.
Well, weirdly enough for me, I already felt like that at the end of the show, obviously. Because I was ready to get engaged then. Mm-hmm. So then I think when he came back, I was like, you're obviously going to have to earn my trust back, but I already feel that way.
So. And then for listeners, what was the time period between the end of the show and when you guys got married?
The show is over in March and we got married in January. So,
oh, awesome.
Yeah, 9 months later.
Wait, yeah, and then so, I think we asked you guys this the first time we interviewed you guys, but didn't you guys just have like a repeat of your like wedding night where you put back on your dress, you surprised him with a car?
Yeah, for our anniversary. That was a lot of fun.
That was the coolest thing ever. I really want to do that.
Yeah, she said that she wants to wear her wedding dress now for every anniversary.
Yeah, I will.
Because I think it was just cool. We rolled up to this restaurant. Lauren had the whole thing planned. So I did like the daytime. So I did like a little picnic on a hike with Alessi, and it was really cool. It was more of a family sort of activity. And then Lauren had planned the evening, and she'd rented a Lamborghini, which was sick.
Kind of like a replay of our wedding night, because we didn't have a getaway car at our wedding. And so I wanted us to have that experience. And then when we went to dinner, I had the table set up like our head table at our wedding. And Ari had no idea any of this was going to happen.
It was, yeah, we were at this restaurant overlooking the city, and we're sort of like perched up above everybody eating in front of us, which was hilarious. So we didn't know anyone down there.
We're in our wedding.
And we had like, she had her, I had my tux, she had her dress on. And there was roses all over the table. And it was really cool. And then we walked outside, and the restaurant was closing down. We were the last ones there. And then randomly, some kid was shooting off fireworks. And I was like, did you plan this? Because, you know, it's so bachelor to have fireworks go off. Like, as soon as you walk inside and look out on the view, and all of a sudden there's fireworks. And that was just like coincidence, which was so funny. Yeah, it was
crazy. Jeez.
Were you both like?
We have like our
our phones blowing.
Our phones. Her phone's connected to her computer, and just like,
how do you silence that?
I have no clue.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I still think it might come through your computer.
Okay, we'll just see if that worked.
Yeah.
Grand romantic gestures, I feel like they go hand in hand with the bachelor or bachelorette. It's like the most grand romantic gestures you've ever seen. Was that something you guys already were into? I mean, the whole Lamborghini and rose-filled table overlooking the entire restaurant. I think you would see that on TV, or is that just how you guys are?
I mean, I enjoy that stuff, but I think The Bachelor definitely set the bar high. Oh, yeah. Now it's like you have to top them.
They plan so much of that. They have a team thinking of how to make this look amazing. So it's really hard to compete with that. But I feel like our anniversary, we pulled it off. That was pretty cool. You pulled it off. I need to step up my game.
No, you did good too.
let's try stuff here.
Sorry, pause for a sec.
It's okay.
There we go. Okay, cool.
Okay.
So, forgive me if this is too sensitive, but I feel like you guys both have a really good sense of humor, and I think that plays a big part in this. But Lauren, I believe you were engaged before the show. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And then Ari, you ultimately got engaged in the show, right? And well, Lauren, I just loved your comment when you just kind of laughed it off when you said the ending wasn't what you were thinking it would be. Is that how you guys have been able to make it through the complications? Do you attribute it to like just having a lighthearted perspective and realizing that, hey, you know what? I'm not perfect. He's not perfect. And it's funny.
Yeah. I think that's the only way to really handle it. And it's kind of fun to poke fun at him now. I'm probably never going to let it go completely.
Well, if you rewind and go back to that time, she wasn't so lighthearted about it. I think me just like apologizing over and over again and talking about it a lot. I think communication was the big thing that we got right in the beginning of our relationship. We talked about everything, sort of laid it all on the table. And if she was feeling a certain way, she wasn't afraid to talk to me about it. And I think that helped a lot in the beginning.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so fast forward from the show, you guys get married. You now have the most beautiful daughter, which, I mean, I'm biased. I feel like ours is most beautiful, obviously.
She's fire.
I have to say that I'm a mom.
No, what?
Is she seriously though? Alessi is stunning.
Thank you.
Talk us through parenthood. What is it like raising a daughter and a kid, being so popular and being in the forefront of everybody's tabloids and media? What's that life like?
I don't know. We just kind of try to take everything we see with a grain of salt. Like some people disagree with some things we do, and some people are really supportive. I would say the majority of people are. So we just try to focus on the positive and not pay as much attention to the negative. Maybe kind of laugh at it like yeah. doing other things.
There's a lot of like keyboard warriors out there, you know, who criticize on parenting. That's the probably the most frustrating part. As far as Alessi being popular, that's like so unexpected and hilarious to me. Because we created a page for her on Instagram as more for us to look back at, almost like a mm-hmm. baby book, and you know, track Lauren's progress through her pregnancy. And it just kind of like took off, and you know, it was just kind of something fun to do every week on to post on that.
Or not fun.
Well,
we would like argue about taking a photo all the time. I'm like, I'm fat. I don't want to.
She never wanted to take a photo. And I was like, look, you're going to look back and this is going to be the coolest thing to like see this. And after it was all said and done, she was really happy that we took a photo every week.
I was thanking him.
So we'll probably do it for the next one too. You know,
You're a braver man than I am, Ari. I tried the picture every week and I lost so many arguments. I folded pretty quickly after like the second or third one.
It's such a beautiful thing to look back on, but in the moment I was just not having it. I was like, nah, I can't do this.
I feel ya.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah.
So I feel like this happens a lot in parenting, and once the kids grow up and move out of the house, I feel like it happens in like relationships where one person serves in the military. I feel like it happened in Sean and I's relationship where, and maybe you guys as well, where like there's this time period that's so intense. It's almost like a vortex of emotions and energy and memories. And then that ends, like for you guys, maybe it was a show, or for Sean, it was like she was going on tours and she was speaking. And then you kind of adjust to like this new normal of, you know, after kids for the parents out there, or after, you know, the primetime television show. Was that adjustment hard? Did that take some working through? Because I remember personally, Sean and I, it was like, not only were we spending more time together, and that's everyone's been going through that in quarantine now, and there's a bunch of jokes about it, but it is difficult. But also it's like, you get used to almost like the high of all that, and then you have to adjust and figure out what the new normal looks like. Did you guys experience that, or are we solo with that?
I think for sure. Ari kind of grew up in a family that was in the public eye. Like, his dad was a professional race car driver, and he won the Indy 500 a couple times. So they were always kind of in the spotlight, and I think he was used to that. But for me, I wasn't. So being thrust into that and just figuring everything out in the moment, and then coming down from that afterwards, I was like, what's next? So for a while, he would kind of like help me with that. He's like, okay, well, it's all going to be fine. We've got like tons of stuff here. And he always was like, the most important for him, I can't talk. The most important thing for him was to stay grounded in the normal things that he was already doing. So like real estate and doing things in Arizona with his family, not moving to LA. And I think that was really good for both of us, because if we had tried to like keep chasing that, I think it would have caused damage to our relationship.
Yeah, I think you see that a lot with
sorry.
It's like, what is happening? Who's texting I think that, you know, as The Bachelor, when you're on, like when you're on TV and in the public eye like that, some people just crave that and want to continue that and like go on Dancing with the Stars and, you know, do a spinoff show. And I feel like it's really important to just like not lose yourself in that whole situation. And I feel like a lot of people, you know, change. And I just wanted us to be like the same as when we met, or like grow together in a direction. So I think it's important to do the things that we did before and the passions that we have before, and hopefully if opportunities come, then we can decide and take them, but not to really go chasing popularity or, mm-hmm. you know, continuing our TV life.
Yeah.
I think, you know, we're open to things, but we also want to stay grounded and stay humble, you know? Yeah.
I just think anyone that does Dancing with the Stars is desperate.
Oh, really? Okay.
Well,
you secretly want to be on the show.
They always said, like, you know, the Bachelor typically goes on Dancing with Stars, but I'm just not a good dancer. I knew I was just never going to be good. And I'm a competitor, you know, and Sean, you obviously crush it.
No.
And so dancing is just a natural transition. If you saw me dance, you'd be like, why is this guy on my screen right now?
<That's really>
Oh, It's a rough show. So I feel like another transition people don't really prepare you for or talk about a lot that really surprised us is I feel like when you get married or you're just in a relationship, you start to get the hang of it and you start to figure out, you know, your roles within the relationship. It gets to be like easy. And then you have a baby. And nobody prepared us for that transition of trying to figure out how to still continue to be each other's number one, but now you have a baby involved. And then you're both so protective and so passionate and so in love with your kid, but you might have different opinions how to raise them or how to do things. How did that affect your guys' relationship? Were there surprising arguments that came up?
Can I just be honest? When we talked to you back in January, Drew was like three and a half months old, and it was
we didn't feel like human beings yet. Oh,
but we're doing good now.
Oh yeah, I mean it's hard. It's really hard. It's a lot harder than you expect, but it's rewarding. I think the most difficult thing for us is balancing what we want to accomplish career wise, like with Lauren and her clothing line and social stuff and me and real estate. And you know, you're like doing this balancing act and you're looking at the other one like, are you going to take care of this? Are you going to take care of this? You know, because we both have our dreams and we things that we want to accomplish. And also we want to be good parents and be like very in the moment with Alessi. So it's always a balancing act.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah. And I think in the beginning we did a lot of fighting over who knew how to take care of the baby better.
Preach.
I was definitely
first of all, she would not even have in the beginning, she was like, wouldn't even let me hold Alessi. She was just like,
okay, but also when I would try and breastfeed her, Ari would be on top of my lap like this. And I was just like, what are you doing? Like, get off of me.
Dude,
men just like, they just, I don't know.
We just wanted to be a part of it. And honestly, it was really cute.
Except for change your diapers and stay awake for moral support, you know?
Yes. You better stay awake for moral support. I remember the first night. We have video of this. I remember waking up one morning, or not even waking up because I had been awake all night, and Andrew woke up from 8 hours straight of sleeping, and I was so mad at him. I was like, you got 8 hours of sleep. I haven't slept yet.
Dude, it's a lose-lose because then you're up and then you just annoy her and you're like, well, I'm just going to leave you be then and I'll go sleep.
And then we get mad when they leave.
Yeah, there's a little resentment there.
Yeah. But you get through.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, there is.
Yeah. How old is Alessi now?
She is going to be 11 months in a couple days.
Oh my god.
Hey, can we talk about this on air if you don't mind? Okay, the little cart. I think we got it from you guys, the juvie thing, like the little walker.
I saw it on your guys' Instagram. I got Drew one.
What was the verdict? Because we get slammed on that saying it's going to hurt Drew's hips.
We get slammed on that too.
But she's
walking around
so
the house
much.
Now.
Yeah, she's so happy in it. It gives her some independence.
She loves it. It's like motors around the whole house, grabs stuff she's not allowed to touch. She's like laughing.
Exactly.
Yeah. I do think it may have like impaired her walking a little bit just initially because she tries to walk on her tippy toes now. Yeah. But she'll figure it out. I'm not worried about it.
She's going to walk eventually, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe she's going to walk a month later than she would before. I mean, she's not always going to crawl.
I mean, we don't have stairs, though, either. I think a lot of people are worried about going down the stairs.
Well, even like the whole it affects their walking or whatever, but they also get to move around a lot sooner than they would be able to, which I think is cool for their, like, curiosity.
Yeah.
My mother-in-law wanted us to put in a lot.
Really important.
Yes.
Mental health.
The baby's mental health.
Oh man. My mother-in-law wanted me to put an alarm on the stairs just in case Drew ever like made it to the stairs.
But I was if
like,
the alarm goes off, it's too late.
I don't want a notification saying your child's tumbling down the stairs as we speak.
No.
But put a sturdy gate because she takes that thing and she will hit things so hard.
Yes. We have
like jump start in the refrigerator like full speed.
We have dents in our cabinets right now.
Oh, we do too.
Yeah.
Our microwave is all I do have some cabinet. People who say to put like a noodle around it, but like cut a noodle.
That's a good idea, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're a fan of it, even though, I don't know, there's backlash on it. There's backlash on any product that you have, that you give your baby if you have an Instagram following.
Even not just products. It's like how you hold your baby, how you look at your child, yeah. how... Yeah.
Holding the baby was a big one. We got hit on that a lot.
All the pictures, looking back at it, she looked a little...
She did. But I mean, in the moment, you're like, she's
like,
fine.
We're new parents. You don't know what we're doing.
I don't know how to hold her.
She's going to be okay, though. But yeah, yesterday, or a couple days ago, I posted a video of Alexi doing a FaceTime or Instagram live on her Instagram.
Yeah, she went live on Instagram.
And no. People were like, oh my gosh, that's not a good sign. She's addicted to the screen already.
Oh,
and they were thrilling me. I'm like, she's fine. She's not going to be spoiled. I won't let her.
Yeah.
Oh, I had people coming after me because in some of our videos or like pictures, the phone is near Drew. And they're talking about how, like, the radiation from the phone is going to hurt her.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, gosh.
There's plenty of opinions out there. Ari, I do want to talk about, since we're all kind of in this situation, you were raised in the public eye. What lessons did you learn that you're going to now raise Alessi? Because she's going to be in the public eye regardless. I want to know, because Drew's probably going to be in the public eye. And I just don't want to raise, like, a brat, you know? Yeah. I want to raise...
Brutal.
I'm just saying.
I think for me, just watching my dad, he was, you know, he was just like, to me, he was everything when I was a kid, because I wanted to be a race car driver and he had so many fans growing up, and he was always so courteous and kind and took the time to meet people and shake hands and say hello. And even if he was having a really bad day or he was annoyed about somebody, he would be so nice to them. And then we'd walk away and be like, gosh, you know? But he would like hold it in and just be like very polite. And he was always just like approachable, you know? And I think that is something that was drilled into me forever, is that no matter if you're having a bad day, you just can't take it out on somebody who wants to say hi and meet you or say hello. So that's kind of something that I took away from that.
I like that.
Dang.
Okay. Three questions?
Hit it.
Okay. If you guys remember this, I hope not. Okay. So, same three questions for every couple, but you have to choose who goes first before you know the questions.
Okay.
You go first.
Okay.
Okay. So, what is your biggest pet peeve with Ari?
Oh, this one's very well known. I just hate when he rushes me.
Rushes?
That's my biggest pet peeve.
She doesn't take that long to get ready. She just... Okay, here's my pet peeve.
Wait, we didn't
pick you. Oh, shoot. All right. I'm not allowed to have one?
Oh, no.
Yeah, Ari, it's your turn.
I was saying, actually, Ari, it's your turn. Biggest pet peeve.
Okay, she'll hang out on her phone and stuff, and then as soon as Alessi wakes up, she's like, oh, I'm going to go take a shower. And then I'm like, okay. So she'll wait until Alessi just wakes up, and then she'll start getting ready.
All right, that's true.
Yeah, I do that too.
So they go hand in hand.
Well, you need like your alone time. And then when she wakes up, it's like, okay, I need to get ready for the day now. I get that.
Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, next one. Lauren, what do you love the most about Ari?
I just love how caring he is. He does everything for Alessi and I, and he just is very thoughtful.
Oh, you're so sweet. I love Lauren's heart. She's always, she's very sensitive and sweet and caring. And I love that about her. She'll do anything for her friends and her family. So I love that about you.
Look at this smile. Cute. You can't be back.
I know. I always love that, because you go from like pet peeves where you see both sides of the relationship get kind of like feisty with each other. And then you see the next question. They're like, oh, I love you. It's just really cute.
It's so that the husband doesn't get in trouble.
Yeah.
After.
No, they said probably.
Most likely. Okay. So the best piece of advice in regards to relationships that you guys have ever received or would give based off your experience?
Just listen more than you speak.
Ooh.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Whoa. I touched on it before. It was just about communication. You know, just don't be afraid to open up to your partner about any issues you're having. Because I feel like the biggest issues start from like the smallest little thing, you know, and it just grows and builds. And if you talk about it when it first comes to mind and squash it, then I think you're good.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything you guys actively do to improve communication? Sean and I have like monthly checkups where we just air all the dirty laundry. Like, hey, babe, I thought you could have done this better this past month.
In a safe space. Excuse me.
That
is not how we do it.
It is safe. But yeah, we try to just, that way we're not always throwing junk at each other. But I'm curious if there's anything you guys do.
That's actually really smart. We might take that advice.
I don't know if I could hold it in that long.
We don't have a, we don't really have a.
Be like monthly checkup right now.
Yeah. I don't know. I think we're kind of the opposite in that way. We just kind of address things as we go or as they come up. And that seems to work best for us. But we just kind of have to wait. If it's heated, then we usually will like walk away, take a break, and then come back to it.
Yeah. I mean, we argue like any other couple argues. And I think the biggest arguments happen when we keep things inside too long. Mm-hmm. And then it's like we lash out for no reason, really.
I think I actually came up with a really good trick last week too. We got in an argument, we took a break from each other, and then I sat down and just started playing our wedding video on the TV.
She went on YouTube and started playing her wedding video.
And he's like, okay, you got me.
Dang. Wow.
I'll have to use that on you sometime.
I like that.
Yeah.
I was reading, Lauren, kind of to your point, actually today I was reading through this Meaning of Marriage book, and it talks about how you said listen more than you talk, but the lesson I learned from the book was if both people focus on how they can be less selfish, if both people in a marriage do that, then it's going to be like you have a foundation for a solid marriage and relationship. And it's like selfishness really is what, like when Sean and I were figuring out how to do the first couple months of parenting, it is that selfishness of like, I want to freaking sleep. Why can't you take care of it this time? In marriage, like everyone goes through it where you have to do the other person's chores and you have to clean up after. And there's a bunch of things. And it's like just working to be less selfish, I think is really important. But hey, we really appreciate you guys talking with us. We have a blast with you now that this is our second time hanging out. And for those listening that want to hang out with Lauren and Ari more, they have a new YouTube channel. Can you guys talk about that?
Yes.
Yeah. So we started doing the channel reviewing and doing recaps on The Bachelor, and then it kind of flowed into just our everyday life. And I think it's hilarious. And
random challenges.
Yeah. Little challenges we do for each other. And it's been a lot of fun actually. And I feel like people are getting to know us more on there. So be sure to check it out. It'd be awesome.
Who gave who a haircut?
We actually both gave each other a haircut.
Yeah. We didn't film the one I gave her because it was just like a little... But yeah, she actually gave me a haircut. I did her makeup the other day. What else did we do? We dyed her hair.
I'm gonna give him another haircut soon.
We prank called a bunch of reality TV people.
I gotta say, awesome. The hair's looking good. So major props to you, Lauren.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
It's pretty good.
But hey, this was fun. Thanks again, guys.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.